This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett was not surprised that the GOP tax and spending bill passed the Senate today. Bennett said he had a number of concerns, from the amount of debt the bill would cause to how much it would help the wealthiest people in the country. Bennett did see one bipartisan bright spot. 99 senators voted to remove language that would have instituted a 10-year moratorium on states from regulating artificial intelligence.
There was a combination of the moratorium being too extensive and really just nobody here having done the work adequately.
The Senate made changes to the bill, which heads back to the House. It faces headwinds there. All of Colorado's Republicans supported the original bill. Trail users in Colorado Springs will start seeing e-bikes, as power-assisted cycles are now allowed on some city trails. KRCC's Olivia Bagan has more.
Designated trails will now allow the use of Class 1 e-bikes. They operate at a maximum speed of 20 miles per hour and require pedaling to activate the battery assist. City Council passed the new rules earlier this year. They include further consideration of remaining trails, with particular attention to those with conservation easements and other natural and legal considerations. While trailheads will have signs, more information, including which specific trails the e-bikes are allowed, will be available on the Parks Department's new dedicated webpage. Olivia Bagan, KRCC News.
In Grand Junction, there's a slight chance for storms tomorrow with a high around 96. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.